Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns in Yindinji country. That's BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong. That daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, the fifth National Indigenous Art Triennial, After the Rain, opens. The National Gallery of Australia has unveiled the fifth National Indigenous Art Triennial, After the Rain, a major exhibition led by Tony Albert, one of Australia's foremost contemporary artists. We're going to catch up with one of the deadly artists. We've got Waraba Weatherald, and he's on the line. A very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Good morning. I'm going good.
Fantastic. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, Waraba, brother, can you let the mob know who your mob, where you from, please?
So I'm Kamilaroi, based in Brisbane, but my family come from out St George, Mungindai, Boggabilla, southwest Queensland.
Beautiful. Well, big shout out to you, Mob. Thank you very much, brother. Thank you for joining us. We're talking about your work, installation, Mother Tongue, and speaks to the profound relationship between body and land, asking audiences to consider how culture and country are interconnected forms of knowledge that require active maintenance to thrive. So that sort of paints what you do, paints the picture, pardon the pun, with what you do. What about how long you've been an artist, and are you looking forward to what's happening in the space for the fifth National Indigenous Art Triennial after the rain opens, brother?
Yeah, no, very excited. A bunch of really good artists and under Tony's leadership, really great thinker and, understanding a lot of our experiences. But, yeah, so the exhibition or my work, speaks to that relationship that I guess the subtle things that often get overlooked in that, thinking about language, thinking about our knowledge systems and how they all come from country.
Yes.
And so understanding those relationships better, including when country is impacted, then that also impacts the relationship with those knowledge systems.
Well, we are storytellers, aren't we, as First Nation people, and you use art as your vehicle, so to speak, and that keeps it legit, it keeps it down to earth and keeps it strong to our culture. When we're talking about land and people, good ingredient, you could say, brother.
Yeah, yeah. We've been doing that for millennia. The way of just, standard today of just speaking information or writing it down, but also tapping into those ways that existed before that through different designs, through different practices, and making sure that those things are maintained as well.
So tell us your journey, your story. How long you've been doing your artwork, and how did this come about? Being you being invited for the fifth National Indigenous Art Triennial after the rain opens. Paint that picture, please, my brother.
Yeah, so I've been making artwork. Probably close to about 20 years.
Okay, yep.
Where I started off doing a lot more public street art murals, large scale murals. And I did that for just over 10 years. And then I did an arts degree, the same place where Tony did his degree, the Contemporary Australian Indigenous Arts Program at Griffith in Brisbane. And that really sort of set me in the direction of not only connecting and researching those relationships for my own family, but understanding those shared relationships between other artists and different communities as well. So, better half of 20 or so years.
Good, beautiful, brother. And how did you become a part of this exhibition happening at the National Gallery of Australia for the fifth National Indigenous Art Triennial after the Reign opens, were you contacted, you know, via the work pieces you've done or previous exhibitions, or paint that picture? How did this come about, brother?
Yeah, so Tony Albert asked me to be a part of the exhibition with nine other artists, and me and Tony are pretty close. We're both part of the Proper Now Aboriginal Art Collective, and so and as well, he's been very much a mentor for myself over the last fair few years. So contacted by Tony and invited to be a part of the exhibition, and then just developed some of those ideas as we went along.
And duration, let's talk about time. When you're approached by Tony to come to the table, what's the distance, the time between being approached and then the work that you have to do and the piece that you think of in regarding putting it at the table for the exhibition? Explain that, please, brother.
It's probably about 12 months or just over 12 months. Between invitation to take part in it, but also to then develop the artwork and get it finished in time and shipped to Canberra. So it's quite a lengthy process and you know, understanding all of those different checklists that have to happen on the way. But it's part and parcel of my doctorate research project that I've been doing at Griffith University as well. So focusing on the regeneration of Kamilaroi kinship and the knowledge systems that support that. Because so much of our knowledge has been bastardised by non-Indigenous anthropologists, linguists, really looking at those things from a grounded cultural perspective and correcting some of those things as well so it can be accessed and utilised today.
So your paint work that describes your art piece describes that. It speaks for you in regarding keeping it grounded, keeping it authentic, you could say.
Definitely, and you know when you look at the artwork, it's quite different to what some people might understand as you know contemporary Indigenous art practice. So it's a more of a sculptural installation where there's cultural markings and designs on the top of autopsy tables and a projection film from above. So building in all those relationships between land and sky, kinship designs, but also what happens to those knowledge systems and our relationship with them when they've been impacted, like I was saying previously.
Yeah, beautiful, brother. Fantastic. So the exhibition is up and running from 6th of December, goes right through 26th of April. So if you got to go to Canberra for family visits or any corporate meetings or government meetings, drop in the National Gallery of Australia and see the 5th National Indigenous Art Triennial after the Reign opens. It's raining here in Cairns at the moment, so look, got goosebumps on my goosebumps, paints the picture. But good yarning with you, my brother. Enjoy the journey, Waraba, and thank you and big shout-out to your mob, and good to be yarning with you, and a Merry Christmas, my brother, and all the best to you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, brother. I appreciate it, and we'll catch up soon.
Catch up soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there, and that's a Waraba Weatherall and First Nation artist, and he's part of the 5th National Indigenous Art Triennial after the Reign opens, and the exhibition is now operating at the National Gallery of Australia, and it's unveiled the part there, one of the Australia's foremost contemporary artists, and that's Waraba Weatherall, Too Deadly. Have your saying yarn up strong, add to the conversation here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. We're based here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's Bummer Bipper Media, BBM 98.7 FM. And thank you, NERS, go across the nation, NIRS, your daily program, National Talk Black.
agency. I never thought that I never thought that I'd be so lonely. I finally know love is in control. Hey, beautiful Brenda, I heard you from Coranda. What's on your agenda? Now you're in Jamaica. We got pushed by the acres. All praise to the Savior. Before tonight, I'll make your whole life brand new. Let us both be there to mutual point of view. No one knows, just set you for me, baby. So watch that you will say, the sky is turning gray. So watch that you will say, cause I'm feeling terrible, I'm feeling miserable. I don't know where to go, I don't know what to see, I don't know where to be. I never thought that I never thought that I'd be so lonely.
For you, pup.
Don't give caught up in the negative.
Hello, I'm Adam Evans with the NIRS News. Hundreds of people took part in a paddle out at Bondi Beach this morning in memory of those who died last Sunday. 15 people died when two gunmen allegedly opened fire at a Jewish celebration on the beach last Sunday night. Organisers of the paddle out say it was to honour those lives.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland.
Make great happen.
RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
Hey Mum, listen up. Your little ones can come to free kindy at Child's World. That's right, you can get 15 hours of free kindy every week for 40 weeks each year. With free meals, free bus pickup and drop off, swimming lessons, dance and PE classes, and deadly excursions, all at no cost to you. And here's the golden bit. As well as free kindy, every Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child gets 100 hours of subsidised care every fortnight. There's no activity test, whether you're working, studying, or just kicking back. And there's no extra paperwork. It's dead easy. Give your little ones the best start in a place where they'll learn, grow, and shine. Ring Child's World today on 07-4045-4045. It's free for our moms.
Station sponsor.
See you at Child's World.
Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Yes, very good morning, you Deadly Mob. Welcome back to your Deadly Program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. Now, a remote Torres Strait hotel claims prestigious state tourism award. A remote Torres Strait hotel has stunned tourism judges by claiming third place in its prestigious state awards, and providing location doesn't limit its success. The Wongai Beach Hotel placed third in the 3.5-star accommodation category at the Queensland Tourism Awards in November. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister Kylie Gee, a Wongai Beach Hotel manager on the line. Kylie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please.
I am not from the Torres Straits. I'm actually from Western Australia, and I'm married to a man from Murray Island.
Oh, so you're married into the family.
Yes, I did. I did. I've been up in the Torres Straits for 11 years now.
Oh, there you go.
And we live here with the family.
All right, beautiful. Well, first of all, congratulations with your a win there, prestigious state awards, coming in third place. So quickly, first of all, let's tell us about your deadly operation, the Wongai Beach Hotel.
Okay, so we are a hotel in the Torres Straits. We're on Horn Island, which is known as the gateway to the Straits.
Yes.
We're the first stop when you get on the plane from Cairns, so you stop at Horn Island.
Okay.
We have a motel, restaurant, pub, pokies, the 21 unit, and we look after people travelling through for all sorts of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So we are based here on Horn Island and about 7
kilometres there as a manager.
I came here in 2015 from Western Australia. So I've been here for most of that time. We've come and gone a few times here with my husband and 3 children.
All right, fantastic. So did you meet hubby up there when you were going up there for work?
Yeah, we met up here. So he's from Murray Island, and we've got 3 daughters now. They're 6, 4, and 2.
Okay.
And then the hotel has gone through a lot of owners over its time. But
yes.
Most recently bought by the Collins family in 2021, James and Eloise,
mm-hmm.
and they've just been amazing to work for.
Good.
And work with. So we've been developing the business, and this is our sort of first step in being recognised for the work we've been putting in.
All right, fantastic. Regarding the Queensland Tourism Awards, how did this come about? Do you have to put a application in as such, nomination,
yeah.
or how'd that work, and did you make it down there?
Yeah, so we applied for the Tourism Awards. So it's through the Queensland Tourism Industry Council.
Mm-hmm.
And this was their 40th Queensland Tourism Awards.
Okay.
So QTIC has a lot of initiatives to help business and help in hospitality and tourism. So part of that is the Star Rating Program,
mm-hmm.
which evaluates us for quality, cleanliness, facilities, and gives us a star rating, which is globally recognised.
Lovely.
And that gives customers the reassurance that they're coming to a nice facility. And then as part of having that star rating, we applied to do the 3.5 STAR accommodation application, which is a submission including achievements, plans, policies, and then they do a virtual site visit as well.
Look, it becomes a nice platform for promotion marketing for the hotel, you know, so which is great. And when you're talking about people travelling north and going to the Torres Straits, you're front and centre now that you won this award, you could say.
Yeah, yeah, it's really cool. And it's a huge achievement for a family-owned business as well.
Yes.
And in such a remote location. And we have a lot of challenges here with our business, with freight and staff, trades, all that sort of thing. So to be able to go up against bigger businesses on the mainland, it's really cool for us to get that bronze third place.
Fantastic. Let's talk about staff and First Nation. Any First Nation people on board with your team?
We do have at the moment, and I think living on Horn Island, I think most families can say someone from the family has worked at the pub at some time.
Yes, okay.
So it's really cool to work with the community, and it's something that we want to do more of.
Yeah.
We would like to work more in the community and with the local tourism providers, and there are a lot more providers popping up in the Torres Strait as people kind of find out about it and want to visit. So one in particular is Strait Experience that we work with. So that was founded by Fraser Nye and John Palmer.
Yep.
They run cultural experiences and tours up here. So we look forward to spending some more time with them in 2026.
Oh, fantastic. Yep. It creates a nice network, and then you all support each other, especially when, like you mentioned, Brother Fraser there, you know, and the work that he does, and then that's tourism, your tourism. You're in that system industry as such, you know, and you support each other. The old phrase, high tide rises all ships.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we do love working together with like-minded people, and Fraser is definitely up there with the people that are on the same page.
Beautiful. Well, once again, my sister, congratulations to you and your deadly team, hubby
Thank
as well.
You.
And look, keep doing what you're doing. Thank you for the yarn. A Merry Christmas to you and your family, and we'll yarn soon,
Thank
my
you.
Sister.
All right. Thank you, Trevor. I really appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Beautiful yarn there, and her name is Kylie Gee, a Wongai Beach Hotel Manager, who they picked up the award, a third place, in regarding the Queensland Tourism Awards Night. So that happening down in Brisbane. Unfortunately, they didn't get down there, thinking they'd just throw the application in and thinking, oh, well, that's it, we did our bit, what have you. And then next minute, they won their prize, but they weren't down there. So they're going to make sure they do it properly next time. But look, winners are winners. Fantastic. Congratulations there to Wongai Beach Hotel and the manager there, Kylie Gee. Your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. We're going across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your say. And a big shout out to NERS, National Digital Radio Service, putting us across the airway. And the program is National Talk Black, 1 hour program, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yindji country. That's BBM Bumbleby Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS. Too deadly. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, National Talk Black.
Come along and let's celebrate and let's not see any pushing, shoving that's going on. 'Cause we gotta have a good vibration, yeah, yeah.
You better get up, up and dance.
Gonna be good vibration, yeah, yeah.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Red car, green car, yellow car, police car, dump truck,
out a lot. Animal control car, red car, green car, yellow car, blue car, dump truck out a lot. Animal control car, red car, green car, yellow car, blue car, dump truck out a lot. Animal control car. On Thursday Island, it's paradise to me.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns in Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Literary Day Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Now, native wonder fruit inspires new low beverage for health and cultural connections. A new low-sugar beverage featuring Australian native Kakadu plum has been developed, combining Indigenous knowledge with modern innovation to promote well-being and healthier options for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island communities. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn over Dr. Jess Cartwright, UQ's School of Human Movement and Nutrition Science. On the line, we have Dr. Jess. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm going really well. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much for coming to your program, to this program. Thank you very much. Great to have you. Look, we've been talking about a fantastic plum here, Kakadu plum, renowned for its exceptional vitamin C, now turning into a wonder fruit, into a juice. And it's low sugar. Tell us about it and tell us about your connection, please.
Yeah, awesome. Can do. Yeah, so Kakadu plum, fun fact, it actually is the fruit with the highest vitamin C content in the whole world.
Okay.
And it's grown on our own backyard here in Australia, so that's pretty cool.
Yes.
So throughout my PhD, we've been working with Indigenous business owners who grow and supply Kakadu plum, and they were wanting to value add it into food products as a way to try and integrate more bush foods into our food system.
Yes.
So that's where they came up with this beverage idea, and we know that excessive soft drink consumption is a problem, globally, really.
Exactly.
And so they wanted to tie it in with trying to create a healthier version of a soft drink. So this drink has 50% less sugar than a regular soft drink, and it has this Kakadu plum as the base ingredient, which is exceptionally high in vitamin C as well.
Fantastic. So how did this come out? So did the First Nation businesses, did they approach UQ as such, did they? Or how did this come about again regarding the
Back in 2019, there was the training centre started, which is what I did my PhD through. It's called Uniquely Australian Foods. And that came about literally as a way to try and reintegrate bush foods into the food system and do it in a way that's ethically and culturally responsible, where Indigenous people are receiving real and tangible benefits
for that as
yep,
well.
Yep, yep.
So my PhD project falls into, one of the projects and one of the objectives that our Indigenous partners were wanting to achieve throughout this research centre.
Fantastic. Now, the brewage, is it already up and running? Can you buy it retail, or how's that space looking?
Good question. So throughout my PhD, we've done a lot of nutritional analysis, laboratory analysis, sensory analysis to see how it tastes. We've made some tweaks to the recipe or the formulation. We've consolidated the methodology of it as well. We've had some qualitative yarns with Aboriginal people to obviously get feedback on it. And so where it lands at the moment is we've got everything sort of ready to go. The Indigenous business owners that we've been working with have now established a corporation, which is called BBIC.
What's the name of the corporation again, sorry?
It's BBIC, BBIC. Bush Tucker and Botanicals Indigenous Enterprise Corporation.
Thank you. Big shout out to those mob. Big shout out to the mob. Thank you, in business.
And that's come about because of this training centre and this collaborative work we've been doing with them. And so they are the IP holders of the beverage. And so they're now looking at exploring manufacturing options at larger scale to try and get it out there as soon as possible.
Fantastic. Well, a shout out to BBIC and the work that they're doing. It's a good partnership. And also congratulations to you too, Dr. Jess. You're at UQ, just arrived, and you got your graduation later on this afternoon.
Yeah, I do. It's
you're not on stage now, are you?
Sorry?
You're not on stage now, are you?
Not right now, but that would be cool, though.
Thank you. We're deadly. We're doing an interview on stage. Well, congratulations. Enjoy the journey. And what's the future looks for you, Dr. Jess?
Oh, this is a good question. So I'm hopeful to actually stay involved with this project into the future. There's been a bit of funding that's come our way to try and facilitate this getting to the next stage. So I'm hopeful that I'll be able to stay on in an advisor capacity and continue to work with the Indigenous groups that I've been forming relationships and connections with throughout my PhD and keep that going forward. So, fingers crossed. That's
fingers crossed. Look, it's a fantastic team effort. And when we're talking about our culture, First Nation people, and look, we're professors of all fields, all industries. And when you're talking about medicine and health and what have you, Bush Tucker and what, we're the longest race, healthiest race living. So it's great to have this connection with both. And thank you very much for your yarn. Congratulations when your graduation. And we'll talk soon, Dr. Jess.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Thank you very much. See you later. It's been a privilege working on this project as
Lovely.
Well. It's been the biggest privilege. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you. You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Dr. Jess Cartwright, UQ School of Human Movement and Nutrition Science. Native wonder fruit inspires new low beverage for health and cultural connection. And we're talking about the Burdekin plum. So Burdekin plum, Kakadu plum. Big shout out Burdekin, but it's the Kakadu plum and renowned for exceptional vitamin C content. And also at the table, BBIC, First Nation Indigenous organization, private company, Director Madonna Thompson. Congratulations, the work that you're doing, team effort, and at the table, front and center, being in business. And that's great to see as well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, yarn up strong here, the baldy one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns in Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Yarn up strong, your mob, National Talk Black, and yarn up strong here at BBM 98.7 FM, and that's by NERS, National Talk Black.
one. All my ballers and sissies, yeah, we come one. My sweet Jerry Bay, sweet Jerry Bay.
If you wanna come raid, yeah, we listen. 4871, we be on a mission. And if you're not there, then you'll be missing. We be raging all night long, every day till the break of dawn. So come along and take the floor, cause we can rock it out to our favorite song.
Come on, show me what you really got.
Yeah, I like that.
Come on, show me what you really got. 4871, show me what you really got.
Yeah, I like that.
4871, show me what you really got. Come on, show me what you really
yeah,
got.
Like that.
Come on, show me what you really got. 4871, show me what you really
yeah, like
got. 4871, show me what you really got.